Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so in the traditions of our founding fathers on your radio. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. As you know, the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. We also want you to know that there's so much going on, so little time to work on the problems that we face in America. Sadly, the window of peaceful restoration is quickly narrowing, I should say closing. And that's a tragic reality. Sad for me to even say, ladies and gentlemen, but welcome to the broadcast. It is a freedom-loving, yes, indeed, it is faith-filled, freedom-loving Friday at hand. And I'm on the road. It's a long, sad story, but I literally forgot my cell or my computer charger, and so I don't have a computer for most of the broadcast, and that makes it very difficult to take show notes, makes it very difficult to look up interesting stories, etc. I've been keeping up on the news the best I can, but man, without a charger, it's amazing. I even looked for a charger yesterday, couldn't find one, and so anyway, it's been very tough. That's why we didn't do the show yesterday also, but we wanted to come on the air today nevertheless and focus on things of great importance. So then I was having trouble with that, having trouble getting the information to the producers, etc., to have them get a hold of me via this other method. We finally got that done. Now I get a hold of Dr. Scott Bradley. Wonderful. He doesn't have internet. So, the odds seem to be against us, but we are full of faith, and we are willing to work very hard to be on your radio and discuss things of great importance, as we always do, ladies and gentlemen. So yesterday we did not have a broadcast, but on Wednesday we had Larry Pratt with us, our dear friend, and he was with Gun Owners of America for quite some time when he's retired, but he still loves to discuss all things related to liberty, and so we have him on once a month. He stayed with me both hours, did a phenomenal job, as he always does. We talked about Drs. Robert Malone and Dr. Peter McCullough had their Twitter accounts suspended during the COVID by Jack Dorsey and company, right? Well, they confirmed that they're both now able to post again as of Tuesday, which is great news, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think Elon Musk is the bastion of freedom, but I do think at least he's willing to make an effort where others certainly were not, which I find great news. Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Robert Malone both saying some wonderful things. We're going to use our Twitter feeds now to catch everybody up on the incredible amount of information they missed when literally government minions got in bed with Twitter and shut everybody down. So I commend them for that. So watch their Twitter feeds closely, because they will be providing tremendous information. We were able to receive a lot of the information because we check out WND.com, TheEpicTimes.com, and other news sources, TheGatewayPundit.com, RevolverMagazine.com, many other great places for news. So they didn't completely shut down our access to information, but it's been difficult for a lot of folks to get the word out. As you know, the FDA also announced a recall of COVID-19 tests, once again, false results. And when you think about the historic reality of testing that has gone on in America, it is shocking. In the first place, we didn't want to use other countries' tests. We wanted to use our own. We rolled out tests in the very beginning that were faulty. That set us back. Literally 3 years later, they're still recalling tests because of false results. Isn't that shocking to you as it is to me? Anyway, we talked about that in great detail. And we also talked about the government is the top problem facing most Americans. A new poll is out. 1,000 respondents, 19% say, hey man, you know what? The government is just a problem. That's Gallup polling. So there you have that. We thought we'd bring that to your attention. And, you know, free speech is simply on the rocks as well. The majority of colleges in America have at least one speech code that violates the free speech rights of students. That's according to a watchdog group. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's called FIRE, Foundation for Individual Rights and Respect for, let's see, what is it? And I guess Individual Rights and Expression. It's known as FIRE. Great organization, though, briefing us on the truth. Look, your free speech rights are under assault on college campuses and everywhere else. We talked about a lot more, but first I want to get Dr. Scott Bradley on the radio with me. Welcome back to the broadcast. Despite difficult circumstances, we shall remain vigilant, sir. Welcome.
Well, I thank you. You know, it sounds like you're able to be on the radio, spread the word, the truth, the light, all that kind of stuff. But technology is wonderful, but when it fails us, holy cow, I have been scrambling to get my technology running this morning. I can't attribute it to the snow because this is the first day in days that we haven't had new snow. It's in the single digits, but holy cow. So anyway, yeah, it's difficult, but it sure is wonderful to be able to get on and try and spread the truth. I was listening as we got on late to some of the things you're talking about. You know, it's interesting to me. You know, the old adage, you know, if the government's talking, if their lips are moving, they're lying to you. You know, the old adage, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help you, is one of the great lies. The polls indicate the credibility of government agencies are completely tanked. I don't know who would be lower, CDC, the FDA, the NIH, the WHO. I don't know who would be lower. I mean, that's maybe a bad terminology. But at any rate, no, I am just absolutely astonished. You know, you talk about all the recall for the things that they've just taken to the
bank. Yeah, the COVID
test.
I mean, they started out in the beginning with the COVID test. They didn't want to roll out tests from other countries. They said they were inherently unreliable. Then they rolled out their own tests, only to right at the very beginning have to backstep and pedal backwards and everything else, recalling their own tests. And then they finally got their tests, and then we found out they weren't very reliable, and they lied and said they're reliable as all get out. How dare you say they're not? You guys are peddling fake news. But even 3 years later, we're even having another recall of tests that simply, here's what they say, these tests are literally providing what they call recall of COVID-19 tests due to false results. Now, I think about that 3 years later, and I go, are you kidding me? This is where we are. But yet, you ready for the latest article that really got me going on this? This morning I wake up, and USA Today says the coronavirus is about to blow up in China. What will that mean for the United States, is their article. Think about that now. 3 years later, it's about to blow up. Merry Christmas. It's about to blow up in the communist nation of China. And then we're still debating on if it was, you know, from a meat, whatever we want to call it, market or this or that, or if it came from a bat, or if it came from, yeah, wet meat market or whatever. And then, or hey, did it come from a lab? Was it accidentally leaked or intentionally leaked? Or, you know, we're still debating this 3 years later, but here's what we know. It's about to blow up in China. What does that mean for the U.S.? Is the USA headline, Doctor?
Well, see, that's the thing. Okay, shut down any input into the United States from China right now. Say we're closed our doors. Thank you very much. See, Title 42 of the Immigration Code allows that. And see, here's the deal. And by the way, it's what is today? Today's the 16th. In 5 days, they're scheduled to, the Biden administration is scheduled to say Title 42 doesn't apply at our borders. And we can talk about the tsunami that will result from that. Here's what Title 42 is. I'm going by memory to some degree, but I think I'm pretty accurate. It was passed in 1944, I believe. Congress shall have power on these immigration and naturalization things. They passed it. It wasn't an executive order or anything like that. It says that if there's a public health issue in any country of origin, they can deflect, turn back those people from there. Okay, so Trump used it as a tool. He says, we're applying Title 42, and what it does is anybody that comes to the border, if their country of origin has a health epidemic or challenge that, you know, whatever, it's very loosely defined, then you deflect them. And I know. We've had a huge influx of illegals, but it has helped the immigration and naturalization people get a little bit of a handle on it, staunch some of the, you know, flow of invaders. But the point is that Biden is saying, no. We're gonna, on the, I think they said the 21st of December, we're not gonna do this anymore. I have read reports literally that they're expecting at least 12,000 to 18,000 influx a day. Let's say it's 15,000. Do the math. That's 5.5 million new people coming in the new year. 5.5 million new people. I don't know what our level of invasion is right now. It's probably 30 to 50 million illegals here. You say, oh, you're overstating it. How? We've had this complete invasion going for so many decades now. And by the way, Reagan and his administration and the Congress are the reason, because they gave amnesty back in 1986. They says, okay, all of you guys that are in the country now, you can all have a citizenship. And of course, the Plyler v. Doe 1982 case contributed very heavily to it. We can talk about any of these if you want. But the point of the matter is, right now, people are saying, we get there now, we'll get citizenship. Just get in the country. And they're going to bust the doors down now, people. China needs to be kept out by Title 42.
The border leaks like a sieve, ladies and gentlemen. That's not a good sign when bad guys want to take advantage of the freest country on the face of the earth either. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Dr. Scott Bradley on your radio. Despite difficult circumstances of technology not cooperating with us, U.S. ready to help China on COVID-19 surge, if asked, says White House, according to Reuters News Service. I find this to be a very interesting story, to say the least. They literally have a photo of people in pandemic workers in prevention suits as outbreaks continue in Beijing, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's what I find interesting. They've done all the wrong things in the communist nation of China. What I don't get about this is they know lockdowns don't work, okay? The longer we were locked down in America, the worse it got. The longer they're going to be locked down in China, the worse it's going to get. The only nation that did decent were nations that never locked their people down, ladies and gentlemen. Why China doesn't know this, I don't know. And that's why I don't believe this is an exercise in, we got a pandemic, people are ill, let's try to do the best we can for our citizens. I believe it's more of a, let's see how much we can steal of their liberties and see how long they'll tolerate it. Well, in China, they tried it. The protests had them back off on the lockdowns thus far. We had that Chinese representative, Nan was his name, who came on the radio with us from the Epoch Times highlighting this reality. But now Reuters says the United States is prepared to help China deal with a surge of COVID-19 infections if Beijing should ask or request assistance, says the White House on Wednesday. Now, this guy's name is John, what is he, Kirby, the White House national security spokesperson, told Reuters News Service that China has not requested help at this stage. But we've made the point that we're willing to help in any way they find acceptable. That was true back when the pandemic was raging, and it's true now, they say. And I look at this, Dr. Bradley, and I think, number one, if you really believe what I believe, and this is my opinion to which I'm entitled, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of what Twitter and any other fake news organization wants to tell you, I am convinced that this was a engineered virus with increased intentional lethality. It was a bioweapon that was not only leaked from a lab, but intentionally released from a lab. And they had a goal of determining, this was a trial balloon, so to speak. And their goal was trying to determine, ladies and gentlemen, how much we the people would tolerate. How much could they push lockdowns, force us to stay in our homes, get as close to martial law as they could get, literally violate your body by forcing a untested, unproven, untried, no scientific backing, whatever, on any of this. How much would we deal with that, right? And I believe that's what this is about. And now they're locking down China, and we're just offering our help. They say we want to have sensitive diplomatic channel discussions on what we can do here, they say. Dr. Bradley, to me, this is just a sham. The longer they talk, the more we find out it's absolutely bogus. Doctor?
You know, Sam, it's pretty interesting to me that for what has it been, 32 months now, we've had this absolute disastrous rolling forward, just building like an avalanche from all political agendas. You know, they've had it's been exposed how the government put out a celebrity, pay the celebrity to say what we want them to say kind of thing. Celebrities made lots of money doing it. Pharma companies made lots of money. Hospitals and so on made lots of money. In fact, the whole country went in the toilet. And worse as it went, when they did their draconian efforts all along the way, I believe it was a gain-of-function process against federal law that Fauci was funding. University of North Carolina, they shipped it over to Wuhan. Wuhan continued the thing. It was purposely done. Who puts together a program to make something more deadly, more virulent in terms of its you know, how easily it's obtained and infected onto people, all of these kind of things. It's a plan. And you know about the tabletop 201 project they did in October of 2019, predicting this. They did another one for monkeypox. Many people are not aware that they've done another one on a new raging contagion that they're hoping to set forth, I'm sure, that's going to, as Bill Gates says, going to get our attention this time. And they did another one of those tabletop things that there were globalists and public health officials that were involved in October of this year. So a couple months ago, they did the same thing. People, are they all just, I mean, I guess we're stupid. And I think so many people in the United States have got brain damage because of oxygen deprivation, because the face diapers they made everybody wear. The jab, I think, has affected brain cells also somehow. I don't know how to do it. It's not just causing strokes and inflamed hearts and autoimmune system diseases and neurological problems and fertility problems and everything else. Why not cause brain seizures or something that won't let people think normally? And it really is a rolling forward kind of thing. You know, maybe you get the impression I'm really done. I'm done with this. And I hope that there are enough Americans out there, I mean really Americans, not sheep, not COVID cowards, or whatever they come up with this next time, but real Americans that say not only no, but heck no. I'm sorry to go on a rant, but maybe this will take us up to the bottom of the hour break. But a lot of people don't know this, but the United States had the highest deaths per million of any other country in the world, 45% worse than the second worst country, which was Iran. When the measurement time frame ends that I'm talking about here, it was in September, I believe, of 2021. So from the beginning of the so-called pandemic until September of 2021, the United States had 2,107 deaths per million. Okay, that's 45% worse than the second worst country. Okay. We had it was all hands on deck, everything we could do, all of our medical technology and science could throw against this, and lockdowns and business shutdowns, and people had habeas corpus denied, mask up, social distancing, economies destroyed, everything you can think about was done in the United States. And then you look at the country that had the least number of deaths per million. There's an interesting story behind it. Tanzania had 0.86 deaths per million. That's less than one death per million. Their leader, initially, before he was assassinated by the New World Order people, he says, we ain't going to do this. And they didn't. Well, they got their New World Order COVID coward put in there, and she put all the lockdowns in place. Lasted a week, maybe two. And you know where the first crack appeared? It was with the police. The police took off their masks. They said, we're not going to do this. This is insane. And so the police started tossing their face napkins in the can. The citizens started saying, wait, the police aren't doing it. We're not going to do it. And so they did. Everywhere in that country, liberty came back except for the airports. They always want to shut down our ability to travel. And from our interview last Friday, we know that travel thing is a big part of taking away our liberty. But the point of the matter is, because they threw off all of these draconian measures, they had 0.86 deaths per million versus the United States, with everything we did, all the Trump-isms and the Biden-isms and the New World Order-isms, the WHO and the UNICEF and the Gates and the FDA and the CDC and the National Institute of Health and all that kind of stuff, in spite of everything they came up with, our local public health officials, everybody, governors, I mean, I can go on and on, as you know. We did everything that they could throw at it and had the worst outcome. Now, you stop and think about that for a minute. I think America has to be done with this. And the police officers need to realize they're us. They are just us. They need to realize their wives and daughters and children, sons, their spouses. We have female police officers that their husbands. They're trying to keep their lives going. Educational systems, and the police officers need to realize that in the military they have a term called constitutional lawful orders. It's okay to disobey an order, and it's. Really, there's a long story to it, as there usually is when I'm talking. But the fact of the matter is, in the military, you can disobey an order that's unconstitutional or unlawful. And people do it. And our police agencies need to realize that what's going on in this country is absolutely a violation of everything Americanist. You see, I did take the whole time clear to the
bottom. Amen to that reality check, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I want to talk about if we're done with the COVID, will they pull the financial reset, put that in place for 2023? What's that going to look like? We got a whole lot more in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The House of Representatives passed a bill Thursday that would allow Puerto Rico to hold the first ever referendum on becoming a state or gain some sort of independence. The bill, which passed 233 to 191, had some Republican support. The biggest pay raise for troops in two decades is heading to President Biden's desk for his signature after the Senate approved the annual defense policy bill late Thursday. This year's National Defense Authorization endorses a basic pay raise for 2023 of 4.6%. It also ends the vaccine mandate for all military service members. Twitter has suspended the account of several prominent reporters who cover Elon Musk, including some from the New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, and more. Elon Musk ran a poll asking when the journalist should be unbanned. Turns out 7 days was the general consensus of his followers. The band were accused of sharing live location information, including information shared on Twitter directly or third-party web servers. CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan claims he was wronged.
And therefore, that's why he kicked us off, because we caused danger to him. Certainly, in my case, I didn't. We posted stories about what was happening, him shutting down those accounts.
Five Louisiana law enforcement officers were charged Thursday with neglect, homicide, and other charges in the deadly 2019 arrest of Ronald Green, a death authorities initially blamed on a car crash long before the suppressed body camera footage came out. It showed officers beating, stunning, and dragging the motorist. The Associated Press report found Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards privately watched the officer's body camera video of Green's deadly arrest 6 months before prosecutors say they knew it even existed. 1 week from today starts the Christmas holiday weekend. This is USA News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley, Sam Bushman on your radio. Interesting Epic Times article asking a very, in my opinion, serious question. I'm going to ask this question to Dr. Scott Bradley and get his take on this. Here's the question. While we say we're ready to help the communist Chinese on their vaccine surge, the question is this: mRNA behind the reoccurrence of COVID-19 symptoms in fully vaccinated individuals? Is the question the Epic Times have. They say unintended consequences. Vaccine failure from the outset is what the highlight is. This is the Epic Times, Dr. Bradley. And I bring this up because they're saying literally this mRNA technology is getting people who have been vaccinated infected over and over and over. They can't seem to get rid of it. They can't seem to get well. Long-haul symptoms seem to be there. Even people who completely believe in the vaccine. And if you bring up that the vaccine is the cause, they'll freak out and deny and just, wow. But yet they'll literally say, and I have a dear loved one in this situation, and they literally tell me, you know, so-and-so didn't get COVID ever, but they got vaccinated, and now they have long-haul COVID symptoms. I don't understand it. And because I don't want an argument with them, I just kind of let it go. They're not ready to listen. Their hearts and minds are not open. So, you know, it's kind of like the scriptures, agree with thine adversary quickly while in the way with him, kind of a thing. Because, man, they're not interested in listening. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what evidence you produce. Even if they see it right in front of them, they're not ready to admit the truth. But yet at the same time now, the Epic Times, Peter McCullough and others documenting this in great detail, doctor, that look, it's the mRNA technology at the heart of these people who are just sick, and they can't and won't get better. and they have had the COVID vaccine. We're seeing people in unprecedented ways drop like flies, young people, athletes, healthy people, doctors, and people who they're fine today and dead tomorrow. And it's just insane. And we see this escalating at an alarming rate, doctor, as well.
Well, there's so much we could talk about. The death rates have indeed accelerated, particularly in the working class, the 18 to 64-year-olds. The actuarial tables are just off the charts. They, you know, these people, these insurance companies that put these things out, they've got decades, centuries, literally, of statistical analysis, and they could be pretty accurate. Back when I understood the principles of those kind of statistics better than I have held on to, I've tried to expunge that from my brain. But when I understood it better, there's quite a bit of accuracy that can come by tracking these long-term trends. They're off the charts. Some are recognizing a 40% increase. This is a millennial kind of thing, not just the new millennium now, but in 1,000 years you wouldn't have that kind of thing. And some, I had an insurance guy that told me recently that he knows of cases that have been denied of life insurance payment because they received an experimental injection. I mean, all of these things are absolutely bizarre. But the thing, I mean, where do we go with this? We've been warning about this for the last 2.5 years. The experts, we didn't make it up. We listened to experts that were developing mRNA technology, that were vaccine gurus for decades, that were pro-vaccine. And they were telling us this experimental approach to things has never been successful. That's why we don't have...
Hold on. I want to repeat that. Never been successful. It's never worked, doctor. Never.
Absolutely correct. It never has. And we can cite very, very scientifically designed and carried out experiments in animal experimentation where they've done the animal testing, because you do that, you know, and a lot of people I know love their furry critters, and there's so much to that. And I know a lot of people say we shouldn't even be doing it on animals. But in every single case, when they did mRNA, when they got to the animal testing, they found it was not just a failure, it was fatal. And they did, there's one I'm thinking of, that I think it was ferrets, that they did this, the ferrets with the mRNA for a virus that they'd found was a problem for ferrets, and, you know, that was some relation to humans. I mean, there's a whole idea behind it. But they did it on ferrets. They said, oh, wow, this is working pretty cool. When exposed to the wild virus again, all, 100% of the ferrets died. And it's like, oh, that's a bad outcome. It's kind of like with remdesivir. When they tested it years ago, they found that they couldn't get through a human testing environment because the patients all died. I mean, I've got one that I could bring up in mere moments where they found that the patients had, in just a few days, they had over 50% of the human patients die. It's like, so you tell me we're going to use this as an accepted protocol for a new virus, this so-called COVID thing, and it has bad outcomes. It kills people's kidneys. Half the people, you take 3 doses, that's the accepted modality. Well, you only need 3 doses to kill you. It is so astounding. So, and the experts in these mRNA things, these guys that were developing them, they talked about shedding. The CDC even had a element on it. I mean, as uncredible as they all are, there was even statements made that shedding is possible, where people that get the vaccine end up giving it to somebody else, give the problem to somebody else, and by the way, this, I don't want to get too graphic on this, but this is becoming an issue in the dating scene. You know, you say, well, we don't want to get too intimate with somebody that's got the AIDS virus because, okay, well, that kind of mentality is starting to surface in many dating circles now. It's closing down many people's options for marriage even. You got vaccinated? Sorry. Let's break this off right now before we get too interested in each other. Because once you're in the marital relationship, even if you're virtuous until that point, people are worried about this. This is absolutely an absurd approach to things, and it's being foisted on us without any scientific evidence. We talked earlier in the show about the failure of the testing. We said that at more than 2.5 years ago. It's a facade, a Fauci facade. In fact, I gave an address about that last summer, but it's available online. But at any rate, we need to understand that they're slapshot by guess and by golly. And there isn't the big science behind this. And what amazes me, utterly amazes me, how many people I still run into that have never heard any of this. Oh, yeah, I got my shot. Yeah, I don't know why, I still got the COVID. I've got it 3 times since then, and man, I haven't ever felt well. But no, it couldn't be related to the shot. You got people that absolutely deny when their loved ones' health craters. When you got a perfectly healthy, athletic, 40-something-year-old man that's their son that croaks unexpectedly, no previous heart problems, nothing. You get these young athletes that die on the field. We get this SADS thing, sudden adult death syndrome. I mean, we've had SIDS for years once we started expanding the vaccination agenda on little tiny children. I mean, I've had, holy cow, every step of the way this thing has been a disaster. And yet there's a lot of Americans that, what? What are you talking about? I haven't heard this. Where are you getting your information? As you say, you got some dear loved ones that you can't even talk to them about it because they're completely closed-minded. And it's like, no, we've been saying this for 2.5 years. Go back and listen to your archived radio programs. Go back and look at presentations I've made. Well, 1,500 of my videos were taken off YouTube because YouTube decided, boy, this stuff is fake news or whatever, you know. And it's just astounding to me. I almost become breathless with how stupid we are currently. And again, I'll go back to the idea that the military and the police agencies need to start disobeying unconstitutional things. If a governor comes out and says, we have a mandate, we're going to arrest anybody that shows up in public without a mask. Wait. The governor created law? That violates constitutional protocol. He can't create law. It's unconstitutional.
Not only does it violate constitutional protocol, it violates the general constitution and the given state's constitution.
It's
dual
indeed.
Constitutional violation protocol there. It is absolutely unacceptable in America for that to take place if you believe in the checks and balances and the rule of law in America. And that's what they've done for the last, you know, almost 3 years now, is literally, and you say, well, the president didn't do it. Well, maybe so, maybe not. But these governors have done, literally to a governor. Even Ron DeSantis did it at first. Okay?
Ron DeSantis,
I appreciate Ron and Kristi Noem and a few standing up for a little bit later, but they caved at first as well. When we come back, I ask this interesting question. Is RMNA behind the recurrence of COVID-19 in these vaccinated people? Well, a report by the Republicans on the House Judiciary, or Select Committee on Intelligence, has information that'll shock you and contradicts the White House. We'll tell you about it in seconds on your radio.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Is mRNA behind the reoccurrence of COVID-19 symptoms or the long-haul symptoms in fully vaccinated individuals? That's a really serious question brought up by Dr. Peter McCullough and others. But here's the next interesting tidbit. You know, the White House and Anthony Fauci has literally told you for 3 years now, was from an animal meat market, whatever kind of thing, and it just came from the animals or it came from the bats or whatever they say. Well, now there's a new report out by Republicans on what they call the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, and they conclude that there are indications that the COVID-19 pandemic is literally tied to the communist nations of China's biological weapons research program at the Wuhan Institute of Neurology. Now, isn't that fascinating? They say the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which the lawmakers believe was engineered in a lab, spilled over to the general population during an incident. The minority staff report says that's according to Fox News Digital. So where's the mainstream press on this? They used to just say that, you know, Dr. Scott Bradley was whacked out on this. Sam Bushman's crazy. They're not allowed to peddle fake news. Now you literally have the White House, Anthony Fauci. So that's Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and Fauci saying, hey, this is the way it happened. And you have literally this Republican Committee on Intelligence saying, no, it was created in a lab. It was leaked. It's a problem, and it's tied directly to the communist Chinese weapons program. Think about that. Chinese biological weapons program. Now, Dr. Bradley, how do the mainstream press shut down that now? Who's peddling the fake news now? When you have this Republican Intelligence Committee saying, hey, it was produced in a lab and it's tied to the communist Chinese bioweapons program. And then the other guys are like, no, it just leaked from a bat that got sick, and the bat then infected something else, and it came through some kind of a meat market or whatever. And we're not even on the same planet for discussions about the origins of this virus at this point. Somebody is lying, doctor.
Well, everybody in an official capacity is lying. I mean, you know, Ronald Reagan used to say, trust but verify. I say distrust until verified. And that's basically where we have been. I mean, I've been on that way. I know you've been on this page. From the get-go, there has never been one moment that we have ever felt that the official narrative was the true and correct narrative. And it's like, holy cow, they're lying again. They're lying again. They're lying again. They're lying over here. I mean, every single step of the way, and we need to recognize that it's all agenda-driven. It's not science-driven. There's a political agenda here. It's to destroy not only our economy and our elections, but also to destroy our constitutional basis. Every single step of the way has been done to that end. And, I mean, look, if people just took a moment, took a deep breath, examined the evidence that's clearly available, and, well, they've done everything in their power to subvert it. They've tried to deep six it at every step, but there's enough out there that you can put this, you can connect the dots if you're willing. And so, yeah, I think I'd love to hear a Senate full review of this thing at the Senate level. I'd love to hear it at the House, not like the January 6th nonsense that went on that was completely a Buffalo job. But I'm hearing DeSantis has put out an idea that they're going to do a grand jury investigation into some of these things. We have been saying for 2.5 years we need a Nuremberg-type set of trials to come out. And, of course, the main, well, I guess I call them lame brain media, that have got most of the organs of the press nowadays, are all saying, oh, that DeSantis guy, he's a conspiracy theorist guy. It's just a witch hunt. It's blah, blah, blah. But you know what? I'd like to see it fleshed out. I'd like to see every step of the way exposures. When Fauci did a deposition here the other day, I don't remember the exact number, but I'm close. He said, I don't recall, like 174 times. The man is either senile to the nth degree or he's lying through his teeth to protect his butt. That's an interesting imagery, isn't it? At any rate, I don't recall 174 times. This was the man. Look, if somebody, Trump, Biden, gave him some kind of aura of respect and authority to destroy the entire nation, they put their eggs in the wrong basket. If somebody can't recall, look, there's enough video in the can that could be brought out as evidence of everything he said and did. There's enough emails that have been sent out. You know, there's enough evidence that he could say, I don't recall until the cows came home, but they could play for the jury every statement he made in a public setting. They could play every email he sent or received and had knowledge of, every warning that went out from other credible sources, and I think a very credible case could be made that a Nuremberg trial would come up with a guilty verdict for not just Fauci, but almost everybody else. I mean, our Utah legislature, fools, voted that they gave immunity to anybody and everybody that participated in every aspect of a COVID response. That's un-American. Everybody's got to be held accountable. Everybody can deny and say, I am not going to obey an unlawful order. You know, people, read, think. God gave you some level of intelligence. Try and develop it to the point that this stuff can come to an understanding. And then we need to do Nuremberg trials. And I think Fauci needs to be one of the first ones tried.
Well, you know what I think's happened, Dr. Bradley? This is what I'm convinced has happened. You know, there are some Republicans that are trying to get to the truth. But for the most part, here's what you have. You have a global deep state. Wages holy war on Christian America. Their goal is to use this pandemic. If it doesn't work, they'll use global warming and a financial reset or whatever else, and we'll get to that next hour. But their goal is to destroy America and our way of life, to turn us from God, to use the Communist Party USA agenda to divide and conquer, to use COVID vaccines to lock us down and pit us against one another. Whether it's COVID, whether it's climate change, whether it's the financial reset, that is their agenda. And I submit to you that this is the global deep state waging holy war, in quotes, if you will, a holy war on Christian America. That's their goal. They cannot have their tyrannical global agenda with America so strong, with America with faith-filled Christian people. They can't have Christianity as a light upon a hill if they're going to, you know, foment their tyranny. They can't have it. And that's what this is all about. They can claim it's not. They can debate till the cows come home. They can say I'm not entitled to my free speech. They can do everything. But everything points to this agenda that they cannot avoid, that we cannot pretend doesn't exist. We've got to call a spade. And do we have the guts, the integrity to stand up in the culture war. Right?
You know, Sam,
that's where we are, folks. Joe Biden literally stood up and said, when a person can marry their gay lover in the morning and they're thrown out of a restaurant for being gay in the afternoon, this is just wrong. Okay, a lesbian artist in Norway said that a man couldn't be a lesbian, and now she's facing criminal hate speech charges, 3 years in prison for that statement. And you have colleges violating free speech rights. You now have Cambridge Dictionary literally changing the definition of a woman. We'll get into that as well next hour with Dr. Bradley. But they are literally redefining our whole reference points, our whole moral code right in front of us, in your face, without apology, without excuse, and they will take nothing less than you will go along or you will be marginalized, shut down, and criminalized. That's where they're headed, Doctor.
Well, see, here's the deal. I mean, I always say that. Here's the deal. There's so many deals out there, you can hardly put them all together. But the point of the matter is they have been trying this for ages. They've done it covertly. They've done it in a very subversive way. They've done it a slice at a time and everything. Here's the truth of it, though. We are getting so close to the finish line, they are going to have to run naked, as the phraseology is, to the finish line. They have got to take off all of the accoutrements of deception that they've been using. These people are going to have to come out in the open, because it will actually take that to finalize what they're doing. And we as a people need to recognize, hey, they're running naked. The emperor has no clothes. This thing is before our very eyes, and we are stupidly, completely, and unequivocally embracing this as a people, this slice at a time. And the sheep need to start to become lions. I mean, the sheep need to turn the tables on this thing and wake up and become, you know, I think it was Norman Vincent Peale back in probably about the 1970s, said, the people of this nation once roared like lions for liberty. Now they bleat like sheep for security. We got to quit being sheep. Sheep, the day of the sheep, they end up at the slaughterhouse. They get sheared first, which is what they're going to do with the great economic reset, is they'll shear us. And then they'll slaughter us. And I guess the slaughter is kind of going on, whether it's because of the deleterious effects of the jab, the shot clot jab, or the clot shot jab, or the death shot, whatever people are calling it. It's very an appropriate designation. And our health, we've injected into us the seeds of death. And it's diabolical what's going on. And I think the Americans need to wake up and quit being sheep. Just say.
And while that's all happening, ladies and gentlemen, turns out that a man eats 10 Carolina Reaper hot peppers, and he creates a new Guinness World Record for eating the most hot peppers in the shortest amount of time of anybody on the planet. And that's what America's titillated with, bread and circus. It's even gotten violent in many cases, blood and circus they want to titillate themselves with, while America, sadly, is on her way down. It doesn't have to be that way, ladies and gentlemen, is the point. It doesn't have to be that way at all. We the people can do something different. We can have something completely different that we'll focus on. We've got a lot more to discuss when we get back from this hour. On the second hour, I want to talk about the Cambridge Dictionary now changed its definition of woman. They also changed their definition of the word man. We'll talk about that with Dr. Bradley, get his take. I know a couple of these stories are from Wednesday, but they're so critical, I want to make sure you're aware of them. And we got a lot more where this came from. I'll tell you what, hour one in the can. Hopefully you can stay with us, Dr. Bradley. Even with technological challenges, we're going to tell the tale of liberty as we always do. We are truth tellers on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. We testify that Jesus Christ lives, and in him are the solutions. He is the author of our liberty. He lives, and he invites us to follow him. It is about God, family, and country, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let them deceive you into any other beliefs. The promotion of God, family, and country is the answer to the problems we face, is the way to protect life, liberty, and property. We do it all here on your radio. LibertyRoundtable.com, FreedomsRisingSun.com, Hour One in the Can, two coming up. God save the Republic of the United States of America.